Wenn ich jetzt habe mich eine 15 Jochenan kein Gadol habe hier heute ist Hamasse Jochenan der High Priest he abolished this Masse confession and why did he abolish it because when Ezra returned from the Babylonian exiles so he brought with him the people but who stayed behind who didn't come with the Levim refused to come so he penalized them and decreed that Masse Rishon shouldn't be given to the Levim anymore and instead should be given to the priests. But once it's not going to the Levim, there's one part where you say, I have given the tithe to the Levi. You can't say that anymore because the tithe's not going to the Levi. So he abolished that this confession, they didn't say this confession anymore from the time of Rabbi Yochanan the high priest. Afu Bitel Esa Mo'erim, so too, while we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan the high priest, he abolished the awakers, meaning there was a certain song that the Levim used to sing, which would accompany the sacrifices, and include in the verse, awaken, why do you sleep, Hashem? So he felt that that verse was appropriate in the times when Israel was suffering, when we were in exile, but once we had returned, he felt it was no longer appropriate for them to say that particular verse, so he abolished them from saying that song. Another thing he abolished, v'esan noifkim, he abolished the strikers. Before they used to sacrifice an animal, so they struck it to get blood to flow into its eyes. They would like cause a wound to get blood to flow into its eyes, and that would make it easier to manage the animal for the sacrifice. So he abolished that, and instead what he did was he installed rings, fixed rings into the ground where they could hold the animal in these rings, and then that would make it easy to manage for the sacrifice. V'ad yamav haya patish makeh b'Yerushalayim. In his days, until his days, the hammer used to beat in Jerusalem. This is talking about in Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of the festival. They used to do work that was allowed on Chol HaMoed, essential work, or work that would cause a loss. You were allowed to do that kind of work on Chol HaMoed. But he forbade that, and the reason being that because of the ringing and the noise, so it wasn't fitting to have noise like that in Jerusalem, so he forbade them to do that kind of work in Jerusalem. That kind of work had to be done outside of Jerusalem. And lastly, b'yamav ein adam tzarech lishul al hadamai. In his days, no one needed to ask about demai. So before his days, what would happen is if you bought produce from an amaretz, you had to give the person 20 questions, right, to find out where they were holding, had they taken tithes, do they know what they're doing, etc. But he instituted the whole concept of demai. And once he instituted the concepts, you didn't have to ask the person anymore. You took the produce, you re-set aside the tithes you needed to based on the demai decree, and that was it. There was nothing more that you needed to do. So in his days, no one needed to ask anymore about demai because they managed it in a different way. Hadran Alecha Masa Shani.